should see if you could remind me in like 20 minutes. I'm not supposed to be speaking much. So it's just going to be a... Okay. So we lump together the next couple of Mishnayos. They're all dealing with Yesodis that we already discussed. Isser Koilel, Ein Isser Chal, Isser Moisif. So we'll just go through the Yesod. So the Mishnah we left off in talks about Yesh Bo Bia Achas, Chayiv Ol Vov Chatois. Person could do one Bia, and Chayiv Vov Chatois, Ketzat. Abal Bitoi, Chayiv Ol Mishim Bitoi, V'Achoisoi, Eishes Ochiv, V'Eishes Achi Oviv, V'Eishes Ish V'Nida. So Rashi explains that we're talking about here Baal Imoy Vohilido, the way she became his both his mother and sister, Nebuch. How could she be a daughter and a sister? He had relations with his mother. And once he had relations with his mother, so the child that's born from that union is both his daughter, because it's his child, and it's his sister because it's his mother's daughter. Now if she on top of that, she also becomes an Eishes Ochiv. And on top of that, she's also Eishes Achioviv and Eishes Ish and Anida. So that's where you got all of these lavim together. Now, if you look at the next Mishnah, which is built on this Mishnah, it says she's Bas Bitoi. So the same case, but now it's the next generation down. He's Chayiv Oleho Mishum Bas Bitoi, Kalosoi, Eishes Ochiv, Ve'eshes Achiyoviv, Ve'eshes Ish V'nida. Rabbi Yossi says that the him over Zokin V'nosov, his father, additionally lived with this woman, this daughter, sister, daughter-in-law, all these things. If the father lived with her also, so then Yechayiv Ola Mishum Eishes Av. V'chein Abo Al Bas Ishtoi V'al Bas Bitoi. Okay, so here the Mishnah says the same thing. If it's Bas Ishtoi and Bas Bitoi, so that's added to the... So Rashi explains, Chayiv Ola Mishum Bas Ishtoi V'kalosoi V'eshesoche V'chulu, all the other lavim. The next Mishnah talks about the same type of situation, multiple lavim in one woman, but there it gives us a case where it's Chamoisoi, Chayiv Ola Mishum Chamoisoi, V'kalosoi, V'eshes Ochiv, V'eshes Achiyoviv, all the cases that we had before, Achoyis Ishtoi V'eshes Ishvinita. V'chein, if you add to that, Habo Al Eim Chomiv, Val Eim Chamoisoi, you Chayiv the same, so again, three generations. Up also, mother-in-law and the mother of his mother-in-law. Rabbi Yechon Menuhi says no. Chamoisoi, Chayiv Ola Mishum Chamoisoi, V'eim Chamoisoi, V'eim Chomiv. You Chayiv on Chamoisoi, you also Chayiv for Eim Chamoisoi and Eim Chomiv. Omer Rabbi Yechon, because the Mishnah, the Tana only counted Chamoisoi as one. One, even if it's multiple levels of mother-in-law and the mother of your mother-in-law. In the same case, Rabbi Yechon, the Omer Loi de Chachomim argued, and they said, Shloshtom Shem Echad Heim. They're all called one Shem. Now, all of these Mishnayos are built on Isser Chalal Isser, which means you have multiple Isurim that are being Chal one on top of the other. And this Mishnah is adding a new Chiddush that even if the woman has one Shem, it's the mother-in-law group, it also could be, you could be Chayiv for many, many, two generations up, another generation to the side. Eim Chomiv, you'll be Chayiv for the same. So there's two separate Chiddushim in these Mishnayos. One Chiddush is that there's Isser Chalal Isser. That's Chiddush number one in all of these cases. Chiddush number two is that even if, according to one Tana, Rabbi Yechon Menuhi, even if there's one Shem, technically one Shem, it's the mother-in-law family, you're still going to be Chayiv multiple for mother-in-law, mother of the mother-in-law, mother of the father-in-law, you'll be chayev for each one separately. So it's two separate chidushim. So the Gemara, when the Gemara develops the first two Mishnayos, if you look at the top of the Omid, the Gemara says, "Valles leilu Rab Meir Isser Chalal Isser." The Gemara says, "Nihi de Isser Chalal Isser Lesle Isser Moisif Isser Kolal Isle." So the Gemara introduces two possibilities for why Isser will be Chalal Isser, either because of Isser Moisif or Isser Kolal. And each one of these are independent of each other. Isser Moisif means that the second Isser or third Isser, the multiple Isser that are being Chal, each one is adding a new dimension of Isser. So in other words, if you're going from the level of let's say, Isser Achila, you're going to Isser Ano, right? Or you're going from Chorus, you're going to another level up, Mrs. Bezdin. Technically, that could fall under the gather of Isser Moisef. Isser Koil means that the second Isser is koil more people. First Isser is only against one person. Let's say you have Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is always an Isser Koil, because Eishes Ish is Chal on the whole world. So they're really very different, Isser Koil and Isser Moisef. And as the sugya goes in, they really work differently. You could hold an Isser Koil and not hold a Isser Moisef. You could hold a Isser Moisef and not hold a Isser Koil. As it happens, our Tana holds it both. Holds Isser Koil and Isser Moisef, either one. Whether the second Isser, that's the Chiddush of our Tana, whether the second Isser added a new dimension of Isser to the same person, or whether it didn't add any new dimension of Isser to the same person, but now it included more people, either one of those would be sufficient for the second Isser to be Chal. So we have to know, what is the Chiddush of our Mishnah? Isser Koil is not a Chiddush on its own. Isser Moisef on its own is not a Chiddush. The way the Rishonim explain our sugi is that you hold of both. Now why is Isser Koil, Isser Moisef a Chiddush to hold of both of them? L'chayret, they're all the same reason. The reason is, the second Isser is not duplicate. Ein Isser Chal Isser means there's no duplication. Once something is also, you can't duplicate an Isser. You can't go and take another Isser and put it on top. But once the second Isser is adding, so it's not a duplication. So L'chayri, Isser Koil and Isser Moisef are working with the same mothers. It's the same idea. It doesn't make a difference. It's not a duplicate anymore. Either it's not a duplicate because there's a new dimension to this Isser itself. Till now this was also Bachila, now it's also Banor. Well, till now it was one level Isser, now it became a more Chomer Isser. Or it's Isser Koil, it's including more people. Either way, it's not a duplicate. When the second Isser comes in, it's not a duplication. But yet you see from the Sugya, and that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that these are two separate concepts. So I want to be Masber this Yisoid, and then again, this could be used to explain the whole Hemshech of the Sugya. If I had more voice, I would go into all the Pratim. There are really two different ways to look at Ein Isser Chalal Isser in general. Whenever we say Ein Isser Chalal Isser, there are two different ways to look at it. One way to look at it is the second Isser can't be Chal. It's an objective thing. Once something is Osir, now a second Isser can't be Chal on this object. That's one approach how to learn Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So that means, objectively speaking, the second Isser is not here. That's one approach. The other approach is to learn, no. The consequence, of course, Isser Chalal Isser. Of course there's a din of Isser Chalal Isser. But just like, for instance, we have a rule in Shas, Mishum Rishachas Atam Achai V'Vi Atam Achai V'Shtei Rishias, which basically means if you do one action that has two different Oinshim, so we only give you one Oinish, because Rishachas Atam Achai V'Tam Achai V'Shtei Rishias. And then there's a din of Komei B'Dach Abaminei, where we'll give you the more chomer einish. There's no debate over there whether both isur machal. Of course both isur machal. They're both here. The issue is only that we can't, it's administrative. We can't give you two einishim. Somebody would ask, are there two isurim here? Absolutely. Are there two chiyuvim here? Absolutely. But we administratively, Bezen, doesn't give you an einish. In fact, the Gemara in Makkos, on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says the whole din of Rishachas after Machayva is Risham Masur LeBezen. It's a Bezen issue. It's not an objective issue. So one way to look at it is, that's the way an Issa Chalissa works. You have an Issa. And now once it's also, and now a second Issa comes. Of course the second Issa is Chal. But the consequences of that second Issa are not relevant to the person. The Torah says we cannot hold you responsible for something that was already also on you from before. Now when the second thing is, comes, and is Chal in fact, the consequences won't be negated to you. So objectively, if we're talking about the object, of course the two Yisurim are there. Absolutely. But you, as far as your relationship, you will not be Nenash, or you will not have consequences based on the second Yisurim. The other way to look at it, no, it's a Chalois issue. It's a question that the second Yisur is not Chal. It doesn't happen. So once something is also Al Snevela, right? And now comes Yom Kippur, forgetting that the Yisur Koil, Yisur Moise, forget that for a moment. Now Yom Kippur comes. Now obviously Yom Kippur has a Maila, it's Koil of many things. It's not just the, but the Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur comes assuming that it wouldn't work. So now Yom Kippur comes, since this is already also from before Yom Kippur, the Issur Yom Kippur is not Chal on this. It's not Chal. So now, Al Yom Kippur, there's no Issur to eat this. That's what would come out. So these are completely two entirely different ways to learn. The Gemara in Yevamos seems to pull us in one direction. And the Marit and the Ketzoyis and Avni Meluhim go with that approach, which is the Gemara in Yevamos seems to say that the second Issur is Chal. The Gemara uses like a poetic way of saying it. The Gemara says, the Gemara says that a guy who had an Isser, which had an Ein Isser, Chalal Isser type of Isser, he still gets buried in the darker place in the Beis HaKvoros. It doesn't mean Lamaisa, but it means he's a bigger Rosh. Okay, so that clearly sounds like the second Isser is Chal. Right now, this is also. It is Chal. Just a question of consequences. There are no consequences that are given to you. And then the difference is you are a bigger Rosh, because you did two Averis. And if you're going to say the second Isser is not Chal at all, so there shouldn't be a L'Koivroi Ben L'Shem Gemurim. There shouldn't be a rule of L'Koivroi. That's the Ketzoyis and Avni Meluim's approach of that way of learning. The contradiction to this would be that if we say that the second Isser is here, is Takachal, it's just a matter that there are no consequences. The second Isser is Taka here. So then what does the Isser Koil and Isser Moisif do? Here's where we have a major challenge to understand. If the pshat is that really the second Isser is Chal, okay, the second Isser is here. Just a question, we don't give you the consequences. So now, who cares that the second Isser hasn't it Koilol and Moisif? What's the difference? Either way, it's Chal. Just the question is, we can't give you multiple consequences for the same Avera. So what's the chilk if it's adding? Right? What's the difference if it's adding? It's including more people. It's adding more people. Let's say the case where it's adding more people. It was never a problem of not being Chal. It was only on me. In other words, this thing was usher already on me for one reason. Now another Isser comes. That second Isser is Chal. But since I was already not allowed to eat this, so now the second Isser can't give me any consequences. Now you're telling me, oh, but if the second Isser includes more people, then yes. Why should that make a difference? Bishloima, if you learn that the second Isser is not Chal at all. The second Isser is not Chal at all. So then, Taka, it makes sense to say that since the second Isser is not Chal, now that the second Isser has consequences on other people, so it is Chal. It's not a duplicate. It's not a duplicate Isser. It's the second Isser. It's not just redundancy. The second Isser includes more people. So then there's a Svara that the second Isser should be Chal. But if the concept is that the second Isser is chal regardless, it's all consequential. You can't have the consequences of the second Isser. So the whole lashon of the Gemara, migu dechayel, abro chayel. What do you mean migu dechayel? It's chayel on me too. It's never an issue being chal. It is on me. It's just that I can't have the consequences, other than l'koyver ben rishon gemurim. So that's very challenging to understand why that should make a difference. Definitely, koilo, if it's koilo more people, definitely a plea. So l'chayra, the only way to understand koilo would make isr chalal isr would be if you learn that the second isr is normally not chal at all. It's redundant isurim. And since it's redundant, the second isr can't be chal. That would be the comes the koil and says that it's not a redundant isr. Since the second isr is not on you only, it's al kol olam, or it's on more people. So now it's not redundant. Now it has what to be chal. It's not one on top of the other. It's broader. That would be the only way to learn that. Now, the isr moisif is the opposite. The Isser Moisif is a very, very strong svara that the consequence, if the whole thing is consequential, now it makes sense that if it's adding a new dimension to you, what you're not allowed to do, so now it's no, we don't have the old time anymore. If they're really working in opposite directions. Where the object itself is going to have now a new dimension of Isser, that is actually a svara that addresses the fact that it's on you. Meaning, the issue is you can have additional consequences for the same mice avera. But if the second avera is not even talking about the same mice only, it's talking about a new mice. It's not telling me I can't eat it. It's telling me I can't have anoa from it. Right? So you can't tell me there can't be any other consequences for me because the second thing is telling me not to do something else. Yeah. So really the two are going in different directions. The koilal is addressing one, and the moisev is addressing something else. And the chiddush of our Tana is that he markov it together, that you can hold of both. So how does the Tana do that? So let's ma'ayin in the second machlokes that we have here. The second machlokes we had here was this din of hamoisev, that the Tana says that you only chayev one, and Rabbi Yechon ben Uri says that you chayev one for chamoisei and one for eim chamoisei and one for eim chomif, assuming they're the same person. So the Gemara says, Chacham and Talmud amru lo shlostom shem echad. It's all one shem. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, okay, what is this machlekes taliyin? It's another machlekes tanayim. Omer abelezer amar boshai, Rabbi Yechon ben Uri v'somchus amru dover echad. Now, let's not, what is the machlokes of Yechon ben Uri and Tzumchus by us? L'chayim the machlokes of Yechon ben Uri and Tzumchus by us is whether we treat chamoisei and eim chamoisei and eim chomiv as one shem. If it's one shem, then you chayiv one. Because that everybody agrees. Let's go to a far-fetched case. Let's say you have a woman that is almoneh. Not far-fetched, it's common. An extreme, I'll call it an extreme case. An extreme case of Shem Echad, where it will be indisputable. I'll give you a dugma. You have a woman who's almona, but she's not an almona from one guy. She's almona from 10 men. Katlonas. Right? She's almona from 10 different people. So she lost 10 husbands. Okay? Or I have you a woman who's a grusha. She's not a grusha from one man. She was married 10 times. And now a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol live with this woman. How many Yisurim do they get? It's indisputable that they only get one. There's Ein Ma L'daber. Everybody agrees they only get one. Why? Shem Echad. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri doesn't argue over there. No machlokes. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri also agrees that you get one. That's all you get is one. We have the Moshe and Makis. The Gemara talks about if a Kohen marries a Grusha v'chalutza. Right? So Tosfos says, if the Kohen marries a Grusha and a Chalutza, he only gets one. Now a Grusha is an Issa d'Oraisa. And a chalutza is an isa de rabon, to kohen. So the prima godam asks, we know that we don't say kamle b'derabim minay, or rishachas by the raisa and the rabon. You get the raisa, you get malchus for the deraisa, and then you get malchus for the derabon. So the prima godam asks, and they say for ginus v'rodim, why if a kohen lives with a grusha and a chalutza, is he only high of one? He should be high of two. One for grusha, the raisa, and one for the separate is the rabon of chalutza. The way I answered the prima godam's kasha, very simple. Chalutza is a grusha de rabbonim. It's not a new shem. The chachamim said that we consider midaraisa, you have to have a full marriage for it to be called a grusha. Right? Not a shemeres yavam. The chachamim came and they said, you know, we consider the relationship between the yavam and the yavama to be strong enough that the chalitza gives her a shem grusha. So the reason why the Mishnah holds you only chayiv one, according to Tosfos, is because it's one Shem. The Shem is Grusha. There is no machloikas anywhere in Shas. If you have a woman that's a Grusha from 20 husbands, that she should be chayiv more than one Malkus. It's one Guf. Here it's also one Guf. Here it's also one Guf. Yeah, Aim Chomav we're talking about. It's for one person who has these multiple Isurim. But it's all one person. We're dealing with one person. So, Elamai, it's this person is also on me because my daughter-in-law, and because it's two deris. That's all it is. It's the same one. So that's the Chachamim's time. It's one Shem. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, obviously, the only way to understand Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is that since the Torah breaks it up in the psukim of Ishu Bita, and Isha Ubas Bita. So since the Torah broke it up as two lavim, it's not like by Kohen where the Torah said, don't marry a Grusha. And now you have a woman who's a Grusha for 10 different reasons. Here the Torah gave separate psukim for Chamoisai, for Em Chamoisai. The Torah gave separate psukim. So because of that, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds it's called separate Shemas. That's the only way to explain it. The Chachamim hold it's all one family. It's no different than a kohen who's marrying a woman who's a grusha from 10 husbands. It's the same idea. That's l'chaira, the only way to understand the machlok is chacham Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. It's not that Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri argues with the chachamim's yesoid that one shem can only give you one. They agree with Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri agrees with that. The horaya he agrees by kohen and by grusha by almona he agrees. The reason why he's disagreeing here is because since they're separate psukim, so that's it. It's a separate lava. In fact, we put on the Maamar Koimis here, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. If you look in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, right? Hu sheizironu migalos erva isha ubito. Can't marry isha ubito. Hu omu yisala ervas isha ubito lo yisigala. The Rambam doesn't include anything more than that. He doesn't say in this love, and if you marry the next generation up, just Isha and Bita. If you look at the next mitzvah, Shin Lamed Ches, who Shizir Megalos Eves Isha Ubas Beno. Okay? And then Shin Lamed Ches, Megalos Eves Isha Ubas Bita. So these are separate love. That is the only reason why Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds Yechaya for each one separately. Because these are shemos muchlokim. These are separate shemos, really. The Chachamim and the Gemara, in fact, is going to bring a pasuk where the Chachamim learn out that these are all one. Because really, these are separate pasukim. So the reason why Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that Yechayev three is because they're actually three separate lavim, three separate isurim. That's Pshat Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. So if that's the case, what's the Gemara talking about here? The Gemara says, Lema, on Rabbi Lazar Shai, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, v'simchas amu dovarecha. They're all saying one thing. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, hagamora. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, like we just said, simchas ma'id et nan, shochto v'espas pito, if he shechted it, and then he shechted the granddaughter. This is a behemoth, not the shviger. Yeah? So, he shechted first the mother. He shechted the Zkena. Then he shechted the granddaughter of that behemoth. And then he shechted the middle generation, the daughter. Shochto es bas bito, v'achkach shochat es bito. Soifeg es harboi. Yechayv only 40. Obviously, why yechayv only 40? Because there's one lav called oisayv es benoi. Here it's only one lav. There's one lav in the Torah called oisayv es benoi. Right? Sumcha soime mishum gamayer soifeg shmoinim. Yechayv 80. Okay? What's the Gemara Sheikh is there? What's the Gemara talking about? What's the Dimyan? Over there you're talking about one lav. The whole reason why Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds over here that Yechai have three separate ones is because it's three separate lavim. There's one lav to marry a woman and her daughter. There's another lav to marry a grandmother and her daughter and her granddaughter. Separate lavim. And Eim Chomav is the same thing. Separate Isur. So what's he talking about? What's the Gemara's Dimyan? Look what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says no. Omar Rava Dumalohi. Perhaps we could say these are not connected. Atkan like Omar Bichamenu Hocho Elamishum Shemis Muchlogim. Shkech. Of course. What's the Gemara talking about? Of course. The Makari Chamoisa, the Makari Eim Chamoisa, the Makari Eim Chomer. Okay, of course. That's why I just read you in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. It's separate lav. Each one is a separate pasuk and a separate lav. Avo Gabi Oisei Ves Benoi, the Kulu Oisei Ves Benoi Makari, and Ain Shemus Machlokim Loi. Period. There's no Shemus Machlokim. So this answer of the Gemara is so simple. You have to know what the Gemara is thinking. Besides that, we have to understand some chasishita, obviously. What's the Gemara thinking? To make any analogy here from Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri is that it's one shem. Is that it's three shemes. The Chachamim actually, the Gemara says what the Chachamim hold. Because gufan muchlokim. It's gufan chalukas. Why? Because it's three separate animals, right? Over here, it's not gufa mechlokim. You're living with the same woman, even though this woman has this relationship from all these places, but it's the same woman. Which is what we said all along. The Chachamim obviously hold that since the Torah said zim, really, the Machlokes is Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and the Chachamim L'Choira is nothing more than whether this last pasuk of Zimahi makes them all one shame. Even though it's three separate lavim, the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs is counting it as separate lavim, since at the end of the parasha, the Torah said Sheirahein Zimahein. By the Torah doing that, the Torah made, unified, made it into one shame. And Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri doesn't hold like that. Why is our Gemara getting sucked in to Rabbi Yosef es Benoi, which is one lav? One lav, it's Oisev Es Benoi. So if you look in the Ran, let me put this on the Mar Mekomis, a special thanks to Naftali for the last minute. Over here in the Ran, we underline the Ran in Chum on this Mishnah. Sumcha Soime Mishum Rameyer Sefik Shmeinim Mishum Shnei Shemais. See, the Ran opens up the door to a possible approach. The Rambam wants to say a chiddush like this, that in fact, Oisev es Benoi is called Oisev es Benoi, and Benoi v'Oisoi are two shemes, even though it's one pasuk. It's one pasuk. But since we needed a ribui, if you look at the Gemara, if you turn back to the Mishnah in Chulon, Daf Pei Beis, so the Gemara says, Amai, Oisev es Benoi, Omer Achmona, v'Holoi Benoi v'Oisoi. The Gemara asks a question that if you shech the child first and then the mother, you should be potter, because the pasuk only says oisay ves benoy. So the Gemara answers lois akadait ach the tanya oisay ves benoy en li el oisay ves benoy oisay ves imay minayin kshu oimel esishchetu arekan shnayim. There's two Okay, it's not Echad HaShechet as HaPara, Echad HaShechet as Imo, Echad HaShechet as Beno. You chayev. Okay. So here clearly, is it the door opens up to learn this Gemara in two different ways. One way to learn the Gemara is that it's two Shemus. The Gemara doesn't sound like that. The Gemara sounds like Lois Halkadaitach. Lois Halkadaitach means you're making a mistake. You thought that when it says Oisev Es Benoi, it means only Oisev Es Benoi. Lois Halkadaitach. It's even if you do the Benoi and then Oisev. That's the way the Gemara reads simply. The Ran, by us, wants to say, no. If you look at the Ran here, the Ran says, Afo Gav the Maise Echad Hu, Sharei Mibnei Imo, Shenishchato, Mischayev Mishum Oisev Es Benoi, Okay? So the Ran tries to give us this idea that it's too shameless. Now, to me, either way to learn is going to be difficult. If we learn the Gemara simply, which actually is the way Tosfos learns over there on the spot, then the whole analogy of our Gemara doesn't make sense. What's the Gemara comparing? Over there it's one shame. Over here, it's two lava. What's the shaychus? If, in fact, our Gemara holds that over there it's two shemes, so why do what's the Gemara's comparison? Over here, the Chachamim hold that because it's all shemehen and zimehen. Either way, there's no analogy. That's the difficulty. The challenge here is that no matter how you're going to learn, if you're going to learn the sugya in chulin like Tosfos, which is that oisoi ves benoi and oisoi are the same lava. Basically, the Torah is saying, you can't do two generations, you can't shech two generations the same day. It doesn't matter if you did this one first or that one first, it's also, right? So then the analogy to the Gemara makes no sense. Because the Yechem Ben Uri is talking about only with a separate lava, right? And if you're going to learn the Gemara in Chulin, like the Ran, which is that the Ran wants the Mechadish that actually there's a difference between let's say if you shechted two, let's say you shechted siblings and then the mother, which is also brought down in the Mishnah Chulin. Right? The Mishnah Chulin says, Shachat Para v'achakach shnei v'neha seifik shmoinim. Because each child was an Isser. Shachat shnei v'neha v'achakach shachta seifik es harboy. Right? So the Mishnah says that if you shechted two siblings and then you shechted the mother, you only chayv one. Now, according to the Ran, Sumchus would also agree over there that you only chayv one, because there is only one Shem. Sumchus is only arguing in the case where you shechted the mother, the granddaughter, and then the middle generation, then the daughter. That's where you'd be chayv three. One for Oisoy Ves Benoi, and one for Benoi V'achkach Oisoy. That's how Tosfos understands. That's how the Ran understands the sugya. And the Ran understands that Sumchus would agree in the case of shechting two siblings. And then the mother, you only have one, because there it's one Shem. Okay? Tosfos doesn't hold that way. If you look back at Tosfos over there, the bottom Tosfos, Sumchus Emer Mishumer Meir Seifik Shmoinim, Aresha Nami Polak, Gede Pirish Bakuntris. He argues in all the cases. He argues also in the case of where you shechted two siblings and then the mother. But Al Koponim, if you learn like the Ran, our sugi doesn't work. Because then what's the Gemara's analogy? Over there is two shemes. Even the Chachamim agree by us. If you learn like Tosfos, which is that it's one shame, Oisoy Ves Benoi Benoi Oisoy, it's all one shame, then Advaita doesn't make sense. Because, of course, Rabbi Yechiel Ben Uri is not going with that sheet. So really, this is one big difficulty. And this really will lend itself to understand the sugi before as well. But I'm going to stop here just for my voice. We'll continue next week.